Before we dive in, just a quick favor. If you're enjoying what we're doing at Angels Among Us, please take a second to rate and review the show. And if something in today's episode touches your heart, please share it with a friend.
Welcome to Short Story Wednesday on Angels Among Us. Each week, we bring you a short but powerful story to lift your spirits and remind you that God is in even the smallest details of your life. If you have a story you'd like to share, we'd be honored to hear it.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Short Story Wednesday.
Brent and Michaela here.
I thought you were going to say Michaela first.
No. I always put you first, babe.
Well, if you're watching, we are matching. We did not coordinate that. But.
Looks good.
You look good.
Whatever.
We wanted to come on really quick. It's the start of a new month. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, it is July 1st.
Best month
ever. July is one of our favorite months. And this month is going to be crazy for us. Yeah, we have a very busy month. Family reunion at the end of the month. It's Michaela's birthday on Sunday. So if you remember, reach out and tell her happy birthday.
The best present that you could give me is some likes and some ratings, positive ratings. That would be a great gift.
And share with everybody you know.
Yeah. Go out and share with 10 people that you know our podcast. That'd be the greatest gift.
Yep. So happy birthday.
Thank you.
And
I'm not 40 yet.
Not yet.
I'm getting there.
You definitely look not 40.
Man, we should have asked. Let Michaela know how old she looks.
We can still do it. We didn't say how old you are.
We didn't. Okay.
All right. So comment or send us an email. Let us know how old you think Michaela is.
Be nice to me.
Yeah. Well, she can't be that much younger than me. We started dating in high school, so... It is also Tegan's birthday on the 20th. He turns 3 this month. That's crazy.
I can't
3 years
it.
Ago. One of the greatest phone calls of our lives.
Oh, man. Yeah. If you're listening, make sure you go back and listen to episode 3. It's like one of my all-time favorites of our story.
Yep. That's what just brought everything full circle.
Yep.
We also just wanted to tell you a couple quick stories. We're each going to tell you one story.
Okay. Brent wants me to tell you guys a story that happened this last Sunday. And one of my good friends, Piper.
She doesn't want to tell you this story because Michaela is the angel in this story. But it's also really nice to hear when we make an impact in somebody else's life. Without really trying to. So that's why I like this story so much.
I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but one of our friends, Piper, who moved, her and her husband moved into our
area
and started going to our church. We invited them the first week to our house. And I think I love doing that because I think you're going to have to cut this out. I think a lot of times we might think like if we're going to a new church or we're, you know, in a new friend group or whatever, like it would be nice for other people to reach out to us. But I think that it's so important for us to like reach out to other people, you know, say hi. And it's not just other people's responsibility to come up to us. But whenever I see a new couple, you know, coming in, Brent and I are pretty good about, you know, greeting them and making them feel special because we've been there. But we had them over and we became good friends. And so she was teaching a class this last Sunday, and she just gave me some compliments and basically said that You know, I was basically an angel to her, and that she was so thankful that I befriended her. And she said that she thought that we could all do better at acts of service and caring and ministering to, you know, those around us. And even if it's just saying, hey, let's go for a walk or whatever the case may be. But I mean, she gave some more compliments, but it was just nice to hear that, like, that small little act made a difference in her life. She started crying and getting choked up, and she mentioned us a few times, you know, in her lesson. And she didn't need to do that, but it made me feel special. And it just reminded me that, you know, we might not realize, like, what we're doing, how big of an impact that makes on other people's lives. And so,
yeah, I was going to ask you how that made you feel.
Yeah, I mean, it made me feel very special, because all of those people in that room could have done the same thing, and she could have mentioned, you know, a lot of other people, and she chose to point out me. And for me, it wasn't anything out of the ordinary. And I think that that's why it's so important to compliment people and just let people feel loved, because a lot of times we don't get that, and we don't get those compliments. And that's one of my favorite love languages, is to give compliments and make people feel special.
Yep. Michaela is very much words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm. And they do say that you tend to give the things that you want.
That's what I was going to say. You are very good at that, at making people feel special and loved.
Yeah, because when someone gives me a compliment, it's like, oh my gosh, it's like the best thing ever. It just makes me feel so special.
Yep. I love you.
I love you.
You're beautiful.
Thank you.
You're the best mom.
What do you want?
You're the best wife. I'm just giving you compliments.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, my story. If you listen to the podcast a lot, you have heard many stories where people have heard actual vocalizations, whether they're from the spirit, or some people have said that they hear Jesus. But a lot of times when we talk about how God put it on my heart, or I felt a prompting from the spirit, for me anyway, 99% of the time, that's thoughts that are put into my head. That's how I have learned that God communicates with me, through the spirit. It's not vocal. It's not something that I hear. There have been a couple times in my life where I have heard an actual voice. So I'm going to tell you about one of those stories. And this is a story I didn't realize what it was until hours later. But 2 summers ago, I was up on a backpacking trip with, I usually go with a couple of my best friends, my brothers, my dad, usually. This one, we were out, and we usually stay 4 nights. 4 nights, 5 days. It's a big trip out in the middle of nowhere. This year, when we went in, we knew that there were fires in the area. The fires were bad enough to where when we were driving in, we had to detour and go around. We couldn't go the way that we normally go to get there. And so we knew they were kind of close, but we were out. It was an awesome trip. This was after the third night. So the fourth day we were there, we were planning on staying one more night and getting up and packing up and hiking out the next day. It was beautiful. Seriously, beautiful day. I'll post pictures early in the day. Clear skies. Awesome. We were fishing around the lake. Awesome day. The fishing in this place is incredible. And we get back to camp and we're playing some card games. And I heard somebody say, hike out. And we were cleaning up cards. And I thought it was one of the guys, like, just in passing, said something about hiking out. And I said, well, we could just hike out. This is kind of when there had been times in the past where we don't want to stay one more night and just wake up and pack up in the morning. It was like 2 or 3 in the afternoon. So it was like pushing it. It was going to be a 5-hour hike out. And so I brought it up, and one of my buddies, Kyle, was pretty upset. He's like, no, we're not leaving. And that's just kind of when we got to talking, and then we took a vote, and it was like 3-2. We decided we were going to pack up and hike out. And Kyle, again, wasn't happy that we were leaving, but we were packing up. And as we're getting pretty close to leaving camp, smoke starts to roll in. And we started thinking, wow, you know, we were about to sleep all night in this smoke. And as we're hiking out, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And we get down into this one basin, and it's dark outside, ashes falling. We couldn't really breathe very well. And we were thinking, man, it is a good thing we are hiking out. I said, yeah, it's a good thing somebody mentioned that. And Kyle says, you're the one that brought it up. And I said, no, I didn't. Somebody else said to hike out. And no, everybody was like, no, nobody said anything. And so I was thinking, I heard somebody say plain as day, hike out. And that's when it hit me that that was the Spirit vocalizing to me, whether I was the only one that heard it or not. It's what sparked the conversation that we needed to hike out. And had we waited and hiked out the next day, not only would we have slept with smoke inhalation all night, pretty severe smoke. It was very, very thick. You'll see the pictures.
The pictures are crazy.
We got an ash falling on us.
And then we would have had to hike out in smoke also with the fires closer, and it would have been a very dangerous situation. I was sick the next 24 hours from smoke inhalation, and it would have been a serious situation. And so we were watched over and protected and prompted to hike out, and I'm very grateful for that. And even though in the moment I didn't realize what that voice was, where it was from, who said it, I'm thankful that things played out the way that they did, and I was able to understand what and who that voice was from. So, moral of the story is, when you get thoughts or feelings or promptings or hear a voice and you don't know where it's from, follow it. It's 99% of the time, I can guarantee it is a good voice, a good prompting, a good thought. So follow through with it. Okay. I hope everybody has an incredible July. It's a great month. Great month for the Wyatts. Don't forget to tell Michaela happy birthday. And yes, we love you all. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening and being a part of this journey. We have gained a lot of new listeners and followers over the last month. We're so excited for that. We're thankful that you're here, and we hope that you enjoy what you hear and what you feel when you're listening to our podcast. We have some incredible guests, incredible stories. It's not anything that Michaela and I do. We're just a platform for people to be able to share. And we're so grateful when they are willing to share.
It's one of the best things in our life. And we're so grateful for all of you who are willing to listen and give reviews and just be there. We love you all so very much.
Yep. Even if we don't know you, we love you. And we're thankful that you're here.
Hey, we are going to Utah to go and visit some of you. So we actually really do love you. And even though you are strangers.
Yep.
So
if you're in the Utah area, Salt Lake, area.
Next couple weeks.
Yep, we'll be there at the end of the month, and we'd love to meet up with some of you. So let us know.
Yep.
We can set something up. All right. Have a great Wednesday. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, if you're not listening on Wednesday, have a great day. And go look for those angels.
Thanks for joining us on Angels Among Us. You can find us on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow along for more stories of everyday miracles and reminders that angels are among us. If you have a story to share, please email or DM us with a brief summary. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, when we are waiting, God is working.